From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkey's military backing Syrian rebels in a four-month-old operation against Islamic State militants in northern Syria said Tuesday that 18 of the jihadists had been killed and 37 wounded in clashes and artillery fire Monday. In a roundup of its operations over the past 24 hours, the army said its warplanes destroyed four Islamic State targets and Russian aircraft hit jihadists 8 kilometers southeast of the Islamic State-controlled town of Al-Bab. Meanwhile, at a press briefing in Geneva, the UN OCHA spokesman Yin Larkey says there needs to be unimpeded aid access to the region.
It continues to be imperative that the government of Syria and the non-state armed groups end all sieges, remove all bureaucratic obstacles, and provide the necessary security assurances and guarantees to enable the safe and unhindered access that we as humanitarian need to deliver the aid.
Turkish police detained two foreign nationals at Istanbul's main Ataturk airport in connection with the gun attack that killed 39 people at an Istanbul nightclub on New Year's Day. That's according to the Turkish broadcaster NTV's reports Tuesday. No further details were immediately available. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, and the assailant remains at large. Officials say the gunman had fought in Syria for the Islamic State jihadist, and that came in a report on Tuesday. South Korean authorities Tuesday said they will proceed with steps to extradite Chung Yung-ra. She's the daughter of a central figure in a South Korean political scandal that has led to a parliamentary vote to impeach President Park Geun-hye. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Tuesday criticized a congressional move to weaken a nonpartisan ethics watchdog, giving lawmakers greater control over an independent body charged with investigating their behavior. In his tweet, he posted, "With all that Congress work has to do, they really have to make it the weakening of the independent ethics watchdog, as unfair as it is." The president-elect also Tuesday blasted General Motors Company in a Twitter post, threatening to oppose a big border tax for making some Chevrolet Cruze cars in Mexico, which the U.S. carmaker defended as part of a strategy to serve global customers, not sell them in the United States. Trump's Twitter post read, "General Motors is sending Mexican-made model of the Chevy Cruze to U.S. car dealers tax-free across the border. Make in the USA or pay big border tax." Meanwhile, arriving at the Trump Tower this morning, U.S. Vice President-elect Mike Pence told reporters that he looked forward to his meetings on Capitol Hill Wednesday, where he is expected to meet with members of the House and Senate to discuss the Trump agenda.
"The challenges that America faces on the world stage are going to be met with renewed American strength and renewed American leadership. Rebuilding our military, engaging leaders around the world, as the president-elect has done on a personal basis, is all part and parcel of I think, a new season. It's 2017. We're just a few weeks away from a new administration taking office. And I think the world will see that with our president-elect taking office, that America will be standing tall in the world again, engaging the world again, and standing firmly for America's interests."
Russia wants to hold maritime drills with the Philippines to help combat terrorism and piracy. They're sending two warships to Manila for the first official Navy-to-Navy contact. Germany's interior minister said Tuesday they outlined plans for a security services overhaul. They are seeking greater federal powers on domestic intelligence and quicker expulsions of illegal migrants following the Berlin truck attack. Myanmar police Tuesday said they arrested three people over the murder of a local journalist known for his investigations into illegal logging and brothels. 11 media reporter Somun Tun's battered body was found last month on the side of a road northwest of Mandalay. SpaceX says it's determined the cause of a launch pad explosion that destroyed a satellite in September. They now say they're ready to start launches again as early as Sunday. The unmanned SpaceX Falcon X-9 rocket exploded September 1st in Cape Canaveral. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.